Welcome in to the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the one-year Bible reading journey. My name is Pastor Jeremiah. It's day 35 of the one-year Bible reading challenge. Are you hanging in there? Just thinking before I hit the record. This is day 36. I'm sorry, day 36. Before I hit the record button, I was thinking about last year. I rode my bike 260-ish miles, 240 official miles for a fundraiser I did. But it was a four-day period. 3.5 days technically, but the one thing I had to tell myself, especially on the first day, was, you know, don't focus on the miles, just focus on the race. Does that make sense? Because we're on day, what did I say now? 36. Day 36. And we could easily be like, well, geez, there's still 200 and how many days left? You know, so don't focus on the days, focus on the word. Focus on the word. Focus on reading the word. And, you know, when I'm encouraging people to go through the Bible, we can get bogged down and like, I'm ahead, I'm behind. And the goal is to get into the word of God so as to learn to hear the voice of the Lord. Another thing I want to say that I've said now, you know, you're getting old when you're redundant and repetitive and things that you say as a pastor. But one of the things that I've said is that the greatest gift I could give you as a pastor, as a leader, is to hear God's voice for yourself. We live, I believe, and this is not something new, but we live in an age where a lot of people have become codependent on other people to hear the voice of God when they themselves could just interact and hear God's voice. So sometimes, you know, we're so addicted to that preacher, that book, that other ministry to get God's word from them to us that we forget that's the beauty of Christ coming. That's the beauty of where we're at now, and is that we can hear God's voice for ourselves. And so I want to encourage you today with the Psalm 29. And it says, the voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. This is Psalm 29, verse 3. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord splits the mighty cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon's mountains skip like a calf. He makes Mount Hermon leap like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the barren wilderness quake. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists mighty oaks and strips the forest bare. In his temple, everyone shouts glory. And I love that description of the voice of God. And here's what I've contended. I'm giving you some of my things I've processed throughout the years now of serving the Lord, is that one of the things that has bothered me just a little bit is that we have at times communicated that the voice of God is very faint and weak. We've said phrases like, listen to the still small voice of God, the whisper of God. And I do believe that God speaks in many different ways, but I think we forget that the voice of the Lord is powerful and wants to be powerful. I mean, look at the wordage that is describing here. The voice of the Lord echoes, thunders, powerful, majestic, splits cedars, strikes bolts of lightning, makes the barren wilderness quake, twist mighty oaks. And so it's just a reference saying God's voice wants to be powerful in our life, and we can learn to acclimate ourselves to the voice of the Lord and hearing God speak to us. There is no, no one owns the voice of God. No one has the market on the presence of God. You know, I was discussing this the other day with my daughter. Is like sometimes there's various, you know, denominations, fellowships, ministries, preachers, we seem to think that they are the only ones that can access the presence and the power and the glory and the voice of the Lord. But you can hear this powerful, beautiful, majestic echoes of God in your life on a daily basis. How do you do that? I know that's a question, and there is a simple answer, which take some energies, take some time, take some discipline. Read your Bible, Read your Bible. The Bible speaks. The Bible is powerful. This is what I'm saying. How many of you have you've been in the Word this year? People tell me, man, I didn't realize this. I became awakened to this truth and this reality. And I just noticed this year because the voice of the Lord is powerful and the voice of God speaks through His Word today. So I can't encourage you enough to be in the Word and to just even make that a part of your prayer life too, is just say, God, let your voice, God, I want to hear your voice. I want to know your voice. I want to hear your voice speaking into my life. And so I just Psalm 29 out. When I come back to that one, I always realize that God wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to me. He wants his voice. He wants his voice to be evident, prevalent in our life on a daily basis. He wants us to know what it's like to hear his voice and have his presence in our life on a daily basis. So I hope that little word encourages you today. That's what I read in my daily Bible today. So God bless you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.